This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 5, in the letter number 1463, dated Baruch Hashem, the 20th day of Adar Tovshin in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is writing this to the with a lot of titles, to Rav Agoin, Rav Chosid, Rav Chosid, Maurein Rav Shlomo Yosef Sheyichid. This is Rabbi Zevin, who is the author of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. That's the Encyclopedia. He's a very prolific writer and Talmudist, and he's written on. And the Rebbe says, I was shocked to learn from the tragedy that happened to you that your wife passed away, the Rebbetzin. Tainish Moser Tzurubet Tzer Chaim. May you be comforted amongst those who mourn Zion in Jerusalem, the traditional one. And let it be Wolf Hashem, that you should know from no more pain and no more heartache, and only goodness and kindness should rest in your tent always. Peace of heart and peace of mind, Menuchas Aleh, Menuchas Amayach, and success in your work in Torah and in the community affairs with blessing. The Rebbe brings down in a footnote, I heard that Hasidim relate that when the Rebbetzin, the wife of the Tzemach Tzedek, passed away, he was very bitter. Many times, he used to he would say, the saying of the Holy Zohar, in Chelek Gimel, Hey Aleph, that a king without a queen, says, you know, like the Eibishter is the king, so to speak. The Jewish people are his queen. So a king without a queen, you know, et cetera. So one of his children told him, eventually, I myself heard from you the saying of our sages that say, it says in the Gemara Kedushin, there is a verse that says, Re'ei Chaim im Asher, Re'ei Chaim, verse in Koheles Perik Tes Posik Tes, it says, Re'ei Chaim im Isha Asher Ahavto Kol Yimei Chayi Havolecho. See life with the woman that you love all the days of your life that Hashem has given you under the sun, etc. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, see life with your wife? So the Gemara interprets that is referring to with the Torah. That the Gemara says in Kedushin that the wife is you married basically to the Torah. And the Tzemach Tzedek responded to him, Nichamtoni b'ni nichamtoni, my son, you have comforted me. So the Rebbe is basically saying to him as well, in the passing of his wife, that the Torah that he learns, and that's the comfort that the Rebbe is sending him.